We're on the record. I'm senior producer Melissa Geer in for Sheila Cast. Good morning. Autism, or autism spectrum disorder, is typically diagnosed in children by about age 5 in the U.S., according to the National Autism Data Center. About 1 in 36 American children are affected by autism, up from 1 in 44 from previous data. April is Autism Awareness Month, but at Zoe's Just Desserts Cafe in Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood, autism awareness is part of every day.
My name is Zoe. We're at Federal Hill Zoe's Just Desserts. I like sweeping the floor and I like mopping the floor. I like swiping chairs and tables.
Do you like serving customers?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I like greeting and saying our hellos.
Zoe also loves to sing.
Why have a ballroom with no balls? Finally, they're opening up the gates. The band should be live, people. It'll be totally strange. Wow, am I so ready for this change?
Zoe is my 22-year-old daughter who is on the autism spectrum.
Jennifer Goldschmidt is Zoe's mom.
She's affected by autism in lots and lots of ways. One of the ways that it affects her is she has a difficult time with language itself. Yeah, I used to be a foreign language teacher, and a lot of the mistakes that she makes in English, my students would make in French and Spanish. It's almost as if autism is her first language, and then English or language itself is a second language. But she really likes to script, she loves to sing, and she loves to interact with people. As long as she's in control and understands what's happening.
That will be $16.43.
Thank you, Zoe.
Thanks, Lynn.
And so why did you start Zoe's Just Desserts?
Well, when Zoe finished high school, and we knew this was coming, we looked for years ahead of time for appropriate placements for her, a program, a job program. We didn't see anything that was appropriate for her. It was either too intellectual, or it was too, I don't know the term, but I didn't want her in the back stacking boxes or, you know, being away from people. I wanted her to have the chance to grow, because she really does, she's still learning. I mean, we're all still learning. Her brain didn't stop when high school stopped.
And so tell me about this cafe that you've opened.
So here at Zoe's, we employ adults on the spectrum. We have 10 employees total. All are pretty much part-time. And 6 of them have autism.
And so what kind of work do they do here?
They serve customers. They clean. One of them is a baker. These are people who really want to work. And they work so well. They follow directions. They take their jobs very seriously, and they're grateful for the opportunity to be with other people. One of my employees will practically hip check me out of the way if there's a customer, because they want to be with the customers. They want to serve. And that's the other thing that I want people to understand, is that people with autism may seem as if they don't want or need socialization, social connection. And in my experience, that's just not so. And so if you think about people with autism being as fully human as you or I, then you have to understand that human beings need connection. And so, you know, shoving somebody to the side or totally ignoring them or acting as if they can't hear you or participate in anything, that's hurtful. I want people to understand they have hopes and dreams and ideas, and they're great employees.
My name is Kelsey Parker. I'm a person with autism, and I love country music. I love Zoe's Just Desserts.
What is your job at Zoe's Just Desserts?
Taking care of the customers, taking their orders. I love wiping down the tables, making sure the cafe stays clean by sweeping. Maybe take a look at the desserts to see what we have for today. Maybe make a recommendation for the customers to go with their coffee, too.
What is your favorite part about working here?
I love sweeping the floor because I love cleaning.
What do you like about sweeping?
It's pretty relaxing. You just move the broom back and forth and all around in different directions. It is kind of fun to sweep around.
What's the most challenging thing about working here, do you think?
Well, doing big orders. Like, if there are three customers and they're together, like they're doing all in one order, I may have to look at it again to see if I didn't miss anything. But don't worry, I got the customers covered.
What do you want people to understand about autism?
Autism is not who you are. It's just part of you. I know autism affects each person differently. What can a person with autism do? Well, people with autism can do anything to conquer the world because anything is possible. That's a theme song.
Is that your theme song?
It's me and my cousin Chrissy's theme song. We play it every April, and it's perfect for Autism Awareness Month because anything is possible.
Do you want to sing it for me? Do you know the tune?
Okay, I can sing it for you. I've seen love gone bad, turn around. Oh, and I've seen people fly with their feet still on the ground. You're a bird who has forgotten that you have wings. You're a voice that will be heard. You just forgot that you can sing. You're a dream that's on the edge. You can reach them even if you fall. Anything is possible.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you. That's for Chrissy and American Blonde, my favorite duo. Shout out to American Blonde for the amazing song, 'cause anything is possible.
Zoe's Just Desserts in Federal Hill is dedicated to hiring people on the autism spectrum. We have links to more information about events they're hosting for Autism Awareness Month and other events throughout the year. I'm senior producer Melissa Gear in for Sheila Cast. Quick break on the record. When we're back, where can people with autism and their families find resources and support? Welcome back to On the Record. I'm senior producer Melissa Gear in for Sheila Cast. April is Autism Awareness Month. Earlier, we visited Zoe's Just Desserts, a cafe in Federal Hill where people with autism work at all levels of production and customer service. Now we'll hear about the Autism Society of Baltimore Chesapeake. The nonprofit provides education and support for people with autism and their families. Board member Taya Dunn Johnson is joining us to talk about it. Johnson is also an author, blogger, speaker, and workshop facilitator. Her son was diagnosed with autism when he was 2, and she's been a powerful advocate of autism awareness ever since. Welcome back to On the Record, Taya.
Thanks for having me.
First, can you talk about what the Autism Society of Baltimore Chesapeake provides?
Yeah, so we are a local arm of a national nonprofit, the Autism Society of America, and we focus on the Baltimore-Chesapeake region, so Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and the surrounding areas. And we serve as a resource hub for all things autism in this area, and we provide monthly events, trainings, parents, caregiver groups, and a way for the community to stay connected.
And I read you just finished working on a project with the Baltimore City Police Department. What is that?
We did. We had the opportunity to partner with the Baltimore City Police Department to develop a first responders communication facilitator. We know that it is a difficult role often for law enforcement to be called when someone who is autistic is having some type of crisis. And family and friends and neighbors unfortunately often call 911, and our current system in the country is not really set up so that those calls are routed only for medical assistance. And so often, when police are the first responders on the scene, the show of force, the power dynamic, and the situation itself tends to spiral a bit out of control when you have an autistic person who can't really advocate for themselves in that moment, or assumptions are made on behalf of law enforcement. So we took the initiative to work on this guide to help have successful officer interactions with people in crisis, in order to help improve the public's perception of the department and to help keep our community more safe.
What are some of the daily life challenges for a person with autism?
It just depends on the person, but I would say that across the boards, similarities that we know would be the desire to stick to a routine as close as possible. Order is calming, and knowing what to expect in any given situation helps bring confidence to an individual throughout their day. But the challenges are vast, and it depends on the individual. So sensory issues, things are too loud, things are too bright, things are chaotic. That's a problem. The kind of things that a typical, and I'm using typical in quotes, you guys can't see me, the idea that a typical person goes through their day and they kind of roll with the punches, so to speak. Rolling with the punches is a little more difficult for the average autistic person.
And so I can see why taking all of that into consideration, and in especially in the context of suddenly encountering a police officer or being in a situation where something like that happens, it could really throw someone for a loop.
Exactly. They're strangers. There are different noises. There are sometimes shouted commands. There are flashing lights. There are a lot of people watching you. There's a stranger advancing on you rapidly. There are, words spoken really fast. And depending on what else is going on, those things are individual things that collectively can cause, someone to really not be the best version of themselves and not able to process what's going on around them in a fast enough way so that others can recognize their response. And that's really the idea here, is that certain things aren't recognizable because they happen so fast. And so our brains paint one image of, oh, this person must be a criminal, or this person must be dangerous, or this person must be this, as opposed to understanding why that person is having that reaction.
What do you have coming up for April for Autism Awareness Month?
Awesome. We have so many things going on year round, but we try to definitely jam pack as many things in April as we can for the public. Two more that we have this month would be Saturday the 27th at the Middle Branch Fitness and Wellness Center. We'll be talking about autism in the community and sharing some information and flyers for those who wish to learn more. And then a really exciting event on the 28th at Coppin State University called Making Autism Work, which is geared toward autistic adults. And so we're helping to navigate the job search process, build resumes, do mock interviews, and just remind autistic community members that, their future is out there, and we're happy to help them, grab it and get the success that they want in whichever way we can for them.
A finer point to bring awareness to is the disparity in autism diagnosis and access to care for people of color. Can you talk about that a little bit and why that's the case?
Historically, there definitely has been a gap in the age of diagnoses between white children and Black and Hispanic children, with Black and Hispanic children being diagnosed much later in life. So early intervention plays an amazing role in the trajectory of a child with autism. So the earlier that we get diagnosed, the better we can help and get resources for their development. So race, culture, socioeconomic status, and neighborhood disadvantage play a significant role in the timeline for diagnosis and for early intervention services.
Do you see improvements? I mean, is this situation getting better from a decade
I
ago?
do. I do. I see the gap definitely decreasing. And I think that continuing to talk about it, April gives us an opportunity to sort of, really raise the infinity symbol to say autistic adults, excuse me, autistic individuals are here with us. We want you to be aware, accept, and include. And we need to be able to, within our society, welcome and embrace everyone. And so the more we talk about autism in all forms, as it reflects our development and the development of our children, I think that we'll continue to see gains in better diagnoses rates and earlier detection.
Taya Dunn Johnson serves on the board of the Autism Society of Baltimore, Chesapeake. The nonprofit hosts programming and provides resources for people with autism and their families. Thanks for this conversation, Taya.
Thanks for having us. We love an opportunity to talk about it.
We've been talking about some of the programming coming up for Autism Awareness Month. We have more information about all of it at the On the Record page at wypr.org. I'm senior producer Melissa Gear in for Sheila Cast. Thanks for tuning in.